What's up, people? We made it to Monday. Happy Monday. The Grit Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
It's the one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, wherever you are. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host at Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus?
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
I might have the longest intro in the history of podcasts. What's happening, y'all? What up, Rudy? Heather Harnett in the house. What up, Heather? Steph Colonel, I see you. I see you. I see you. What's going on over on the Rumbles? Anybody over on the Rumbles? Let me see. Okay, Rumbles is up, functioning, it's working. Good, 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 good. What up, y'all? Hope y'all had a great weekend. We have a lot in the bag that I stuffed in there over the weekend. So we got a lot to get into. Grifties is dropping tonight. Tonight, right after Hotep's been told you 2.0. Tonight. Patreon.com/Hotep's been told you. Go sign up right now. It's like $5 and you'll be able to get that plus an extra episode of Hotep's Been Told You every week on Mondays. What else? So you got the Grifties coming out. Let's pull this up on your screen. Hold on. Where is it? Hotep Jesus Meets Tyrus is now live on the Outkick channel. I'm going to put this on your screen right now. This is weird. Hotep Jesus calls out mainstream media lies. Maintaining with Tyrus. Exposing the establishment. It's got like this pyramid, all-seeing eye from the dollar and the White House in the background. Fascinating imagery. Exposing the establishment. I don't know. Is that what I did in that interview? I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. So that's out now. Make sure you go check that out. That's over on the Outkick channel. And right now we're sitting at
welcome in special
17,000 views. 17,000 views. It's not too bad. Not too bad. So make sure you go check that out. Over on the Outkick channel. Oh, they got some shorts going out too. They got shorts and stuff. Good promo. Good promo from the Outkick team. So make sure y'all go listen to that. Did y'all listen to it? Rudy texted me. He said it was a fire interview. He said he enjoyed it. Is that what I did? I don't know what I'd be saying. I'd be saying shit and people like, you're exposing the Illuminati. And I'll be like, I just kept it real for a couple of minutes. Is that what I did? Interesting. I was watching MSNBC. What made you think that? I was not watching MSNBC. No, I don't watch MSNBC. What are you talking about? Don't bother me on Monday, damn it. All right, so real quick. Hold on. Does this thing move like after we go live? Is that what's happening here? Quite odd, because I set this. Maybe I have to set it again after I go live. I don't know. Today's goal is $69. $69 in supers is today's goal. Every dollar that helps us get towards that goal is greatly appreciated. And, yeah. All right. So real quick, I got to spread love. I got to spread love to somebody. Cash App me last week. Shout out to all my Cash Appers, $HotepJesus. Shout out to my Cash Appers. Shout out to Richard, Black Market Nick, and Marcus. Appreciate you. USMC, United States Marine Corps, Ricky G, sent $250 over on Cash App last week. I forgot to shout him out. Dude, you are appreciated. Thank you. It's probably going to end up in Bitcoin because since it came up in the Cash App. Cool. All right. Without further ado, I want to pick up where we left off last week and try and clear the air on some stuff. Last week we had Mo Fax on the platform with Sonny Johnson. I got trolled by Mo Fax. So I just want to clear the air on this situation here and hopefully bring some resolve to this situation. You guys know me. I don't argue on Twitter. I don't do back and forths. I don't do Twitter beef. So, so I posted sometime after our interview, I was talking about, well, really what happened was I was researching testosterone, right? Shout out to Apex. Make sure y'all take y'all Apex. I was researching testosterone, and then in here I ran across this information that says WHO Reproduction Program and Population Council of the Rockefeller Foundation. And I was like, it was red flagged. I was like, wait, what? Population Council Rockefeller? What the hell? So I went down a quick rabbit hole, had to pause my reading, and then I found this organization, Population Council, and then I did my usual checkings up, and it's all gay, gender, black people stuff. One of the things I found was it says this organization still operates today. It says mostly, the countries that it's operating in today, Bangladesh, Egypt, Ethiopia, Ghana, Guatemala, India, Kenya, Mexico, Nigeria, Pakistan, Senegal, South Africa, United States, and Zambia. So it's definitely a black-centered organization, and that's really what they target here. They do have a DEI page. Anyway, sorry about that sidebar. So Mo says, sounds like white supremacy, but your handlers won't let you talk that spicy. Boule Negro problems. My handlers. No, I don't think it has anything to do with my handlers, Mo. I think it just comes back to the fact that, you know, I don't deal in that rhetoric of white supremacy. It's doesn't make any sense. So I didn't respond to that. So then he came back and he said, I gave it a good night's sleep before I decided how to react to the shenanigans of Hotep Jesus. Well, I decided, and it's time to take a long look at his motives to discredit me. It's shine time. So he goes full shine mode, says he woke up and chose violence. And he says, what is Hotep Jesus deflecting from? Why is it that the term white supremacy gets his kente cloth panties in a bunch? Kente cloth panties. He was in his bag. And this tweet here, October 17, 2022 from me, I said, I have a theory that many of the brown races practice a form of race supremacy. And obviously when I'm talking about brown races, I'm talking about many of the people in the Arab world, Indians, Hispanics, etc., etc. Anyway, so he says it seems Hotep Jesus has no problem using the term white supremacy as long as it is palatable to his conservative political handlers. To be continued. And here is a tweet of me saying white so-called supremacy hides in the shadow of liberalism. Good morning. So I think he's still, you know, fixated on this term white supremacy. And honestly, I don't think that was the contention from the discourse we had last week with Sonny. I don't think that was it. I think it was more or less like dishonest gaslighting. You know, for example, when Mo brought up China, right? He brought up China and he was wrong about China. You know, the first thing out of his mouth was China didn't have Wuhan labs here. And we were like, wait, hold on. Can we stop right there? Like, I don't mean to cut you off, but that's just wrong. China definitely had labs here. And then later on in the conversation, he tried to say that Sonny Johnson is some raging MAGA zealot because she was talking about China. But we were like, you are literally the one that brought up China. So how is it her? The other thing he was quite wrong about, and a lot of people get this wrong, and this is the history of the gun. So he said that the white man, that Asians only created fireworks, is what he said last week. Asians only created fireworks. They didn't create guns. And it is true, they didn't create guns, but check this out. Gunpowder was invented, and I pulled this right from Wikipedia. Gunpowder was invented in China during the 9th century. The first firearm was the fire lance, which appeared in China between the 10th and 12th centuries. And you see, basically, it's like a spear or a lance here with, you know, what appears to be a pipe bomb on the end of it, but it's probably shooting projectiles. And, you know, I think what a lot of this comes back to is people think that white people have a monopoly on violence. They've perfected violence or something like that. Like, nobody else is capable of being violent. And Asian people were just, you know, peaceful monks meditating and they didn't care about violence, right? This is kind of like the thing that people try to do when they create this concept of white supremacy, like only white people were violent. It says here, the hand cannon. So now it's this next device here. It's called the hand cannon. Says the hand cannon is the first true firearm and the successor of the fire lance. It is the oldest type of small arms as well as the most mechanically simple form of metal barrel firearms. The hand cannon was widely used in China from the 13th century onward and later through Eurasia in the 14th century. In the 15th century Europe, the hand cannon evolved to become the matchlock arquebus, which became the first firearm to have a trigger. So the white man created the trigger. That's what the white man came up with. White man invented the trigger. Okay. So just a little bit of, oh shit. Damn. We hit our goal already.
Oh, this a real hotel, brother.
Let me put this on the screen. Shit. Let me fix this. Damn. Thank you. Appreciate you. I set $69 for the goal and I look back and all of a sudden it's, the goal has been met. Who is that? Hold on. Let me switch screens and then go see who this is. And then we'll continue on with the Mo Fax saga and I'll give you guys, my thoughts on that. Shout out to Rob question mark. Blessings, HJ. Blessings to the chat. Appreciate you for being a member for 4 months.
Oh, this a real hotel, brother.
Oh, Rudy the Vet Russo, $99 super chat.
Oh, this a real. Oh, this a real hotel, brother.
Thank you, Rudy. Pure fire emojis in the chat. You the man, bro. You the man. Yeah, hit the like button. Shout out to Lauren. Lauren in the chat. Hit the like button. So, you know, what? So, you know, I didn't like the way the discourse turned out on Friday, but I knew it was going to end up like that, and mostly because Mo Fax is just very pedantic. Okay, he's very pedantic. Let's look that up. Let's type pedantic into our dictionary. What does it say here for a definition of pedantic? What does it mean when a person is pedantic? Pedantic is an insulting word used to describe someone who annoys others by correcting small errors, caring too much about minor details, or emphasizing their own expertise, especially in some narrow or boring subject matter. So that's, you know, one way of describing Mo, but, you know, he kept just like, he was playing semantics games and stuff like that, and, well, let me come back to how I knew. This is all one thought. I knew the conversation was going to turn out like that because Sonny doesn't have much patience, and MoFax will test your patience. So, you know, I wasn't exactly sure what to expect, but I knew that she could turn left really fast. And it did. But I don't think there's anything I could have done different. There's nothing. The only thing I could have done different was not host the conversation. But I don't, you know, sometimes after something happens, I think about all the things I could have done better. And that was one of those conversations where I'm like, I did the best I could. If we ran that back, I would probably be the same exact way. Mostly because I don't believe that someone should be allowed to continue to speak after creating a false premise. It just that no, we have to stop. Like once you say some shit like the white man created guns, China only had fireworks. I mean, like nah, we gotta pump the brakes on that, right? And I think it's very important for us to pump the brakes on that because we got people watching that want to learn and want information. We got Hotep Lil Niggy in the house. He's a young one. And we don't want to confuse people or have people walk home after a conversation with false information. And it's like, how do you make a good argument when your premise is false, right? So you want to say something about white people. And then, you know, it's predicated based upon, you know, a lie. You know, something that's just factually and historically inaccurate. So you can't come up with an argument based upon a fact that's inaccurate. And Mo does that a lot. He says shit that's just historically inaccurate. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, just how much somebody studies total history. And I think this is a huge Achilles heel. And I noticed this with myself back in the day is when you're like super pro-black, you tend to have a blind spot when it comes to world history and European history. The only European history you really know or world history you really know is everything juxtaposed to black people. Like, oh, you know white history as long as it has something to do with them putting their boot on the neck of black people. Like, you know all of that history and you're an expert in that history. But when you remove black people from the situation completely and start diving into, you know, some of the historical records of how these nations evolve, how these empires evolve, without mention of black people, they tend to fall short. I think it's because a lot of the work that they read is also written by black people who don't have, because I remember repeating that lie that Chinese people only had fireworks. I remember distinctly in my past repeating that lie until I went and looked it up for myself because that's what I do. And I was like, okay, wait, that's not correct. Because you know what made me look it up? Because after I said it, I was sitting there thinking like, you mean to tell me the Chinese man came up with violent projectiles and never turned them into a weapon? Nah, that don't sound right. I know that Chinese man definitely has some projectiles, and I looked it up and he definitely had projectiles. So I think that's a huge blind spot for pro-black people is the fact that they don't really study European history independent of black history. And that's something that I've had a lot of fun doing over the past 6 or 7 years. Is diving into European history, central banking history, Russian history. You know, I'm studying Mao, I'm like right now I'm studying hormones and genetics. So I'm getting back into science because history's sort of boring me at this point in my life. And I'll probably get back into some history. Actually, I'm lying. I'm reading a history book right now for the second time. I'm reading Tragedy and Hope for a second time, which is a fascinating, fascinating book. So I'm actually reading three books, Testosterone, Genetics, and Tragedy and Hope. Because, like I said, I think I told you guys last week, you know, when it comes to reading history books, it's like, sometimes, you know, you don't, you know, the stuff that you want to read, you know, or the stuff that is out there to read, you're like, I really don't feel like reading that. So you just got to go back and just read some old classics. So I'm going back and reading some old classics. And I came with some pretty profound thoughts that came out of that. But before we get into that, Mo, I think I want to try again. I think. Maybe third time's a charm. Maybe we need to get Mo back on here and just let him go, you know, and just let him speak and say what it is that he's got to say. I'll challenge him a little bit to draw out some more. But, you know, I really want to get to the bottom of the white supremacy thing. I don't want to fight him. But, you know, I think that's the best way forward. But the thing that I didn't like about the whole Matt Mofax thing was like, he feels like I set him up and he feels like, you know, I'm trying to tarnish his reputation or something like that. But that's not a goal of mine. I remember I had a debate with somebody. I won't mention any names, but I also have a debate with somebody and somebody texted me and said, yo, take his head off. And I'm like, technically, I can't. And they're like, why? I'm like, because we're on the same side. And it's like, I don't want to kill leaders of people that are on the same side. You know, it's like, I want to kill the enemy's leaders. I don't want to kill our leaders. And if you debate me, if I take you seriously, I'll slaughter you, you know. And, you know, the first conversation we had, or the last conversation I had with Mo, I didn't take seriously. I just kind of showed up and was like, I'm just going to have fun and be myself and not come into this like, you know, super serious and, you know, try to have patience on this shit. No, I kind of was just like, I'm going to be like the rawest version of me and do what makes me feel good, what makes me happy. And I did that. And that's one way to handle the conversation, right? But if I was to take Mofax seriously and sit down and like really like try to debate him, it wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair. And that's one of the reasons why I handled the last debate like I did, because I didn't want to be a smooth killer, right? Because that's what people wanted. They like smooth killer Hotep Jesus, and I like smooth killer Hotep Jesus. But smooth killer Hotep Jesus, he assassinates you, and then after that, it's just a wrap. You know, nobody fucks with you no more. And that's not what I want for Mo. It's not what I want. I'm not trying to, assassinate your character, Mo, but you know, if you want, come on a platform, let's chat again. Yeah, I know.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Shout out to Kamara Daniel, $9.99 on the super chat. Appreciate you, bruv. Shout out to Kamara Daniel, most consistent man I know over on the Meta Water team. Yeah, I know. If Sunny's husband is Puerto Rican, does it matter? I don't think her husband's Puerto Rican. I met him. That nigga's definitely black. I met Sunny's husband. That nigga black. Mofax versus Goldstein? Oh, that would be fire. Barry D, first time able to catch a live stream. Welcome, bro. Welcome. We just getting warmed up over here. We just getting warmed up over here. Yeah, I know. All right, let's get into the gettings into. I'm gonna be quite intellectual today. So, like I said, I went back through when I picked up this time a digital version of Tragedy and Hope. And I just want to dive. Sorry, folks. Some bullshit. All right, we back. We back. My bad. You know they like to fuck with me and shit. Why is it? All right, anyway. Let's get Rumble back up. All right, cool. Okay, cool. So let's bring this up. Go here. All right. Tragedy and Hope. All right. YouTube heard Tragedy and Hope and said nope. Yeah, that's some bullshit, ain't it? See how they do me, y'all? So, it's kind of weird. People get triggered easily these days, especially right wing. They're so triggered. They've been traumatized. I'm starting to feel bad for the reactionary right, the red whites. They're so triggered by race now. They just come off as lefties anyway. So I tweeted and said, America as a civilization is in a phase where it has been, and this is the part I took from the book, weakened by a loss of faith. Now, he wasn't describing America here, but weakened by a loss of faith in its older ideologies and challenged by newer ideas incompatible with its past nature. The path forward is backwards. And then obviously it's Twitter, so people want to argue, right? So this person, some anonymous account. If the older ideologies were great, newer ideas would have never gained traction. America is in ruin because blind faith in older ideologies got us to this point. We got to a tipping point 20 plus years ago and doubled down. What do you call this? What is this line here? It says, if older ideologies were so great, newer ideas would have never gained traction. What the? There's a name for that type of dumbassery. Think about how stupid that statement is. If the older ideologies were so great, newer ideologies would have never gained traction. That makes absolutely zero sense. There's always going to be new ideas. Let's say humanity comes up with 100 new ideas today. And one of them happens to be garbage. That does not mean that the older ideologies were not great, right? We're building upon what we had in the past. But if that new idea, this concept of, you know, fucking gender swapping kids, it's just one idea out of the bad apples. So basically what we got to do is now we're going to have to roll back some things to figure out where we went wrong in history to where that type of nonsense comes about. Right. But I was polite and I responded. I said, newer ideas come in the age of expansion. After too much expansion, the civilization will need reorganization, which can occur by returning to tradition and then expanding again later on. Civilizations must expand and retract. So a civilization is like a breathing lung. It expands and it retracts as it breathes, right? The same thing with a civilization. It must breathe. So during an age of expansion for Europe, it was the age of enlightenment. And you're going to have a lot of, in the age of enlightenment, you're going to have a lot of new ideas come about. This is a good thing for Europe, where you have a lot of new ideas and many new ideas come about, right? So this is the age of expansion. Now, what happens is many new ideas come out and we're always expanding, expanding, expanding. But at some point, there has to be a checks and balances that goes, okay, we got a lot of great new ideas and inventions and technology, but some of this shit should have never slipped through the cracks. So now we need to start pruning and start returning back to tradition on some things. For example, in the age of expansion, it was ideal to educate the masses. Okay, so we've created public education. It's Rockefeller funded, but we created public education. Now everybody has a chance to learn how to do math and science and all these other great things and learn how to read and write, right? Cool. But it's come to a point where there was so much expansion in this space of education that a lot of bullshit is in there now. So now we're going to have to go backwards and say, okay, now we need to start homeschooling because the education system is just too freaking corrupt. And what happens is as people start pulling back, the school will have to follow, the public education system will have to follow and pull back some of the bullshit that they've been spewing. And then you'll have more expansion again and people will trust the system and bring the kids back into school. So this is constant expansion and extraction that happens here. It's not so black and white, which leads us to the next point. So I'm talking about civilizations and, you know, returning to tradition. Mostly in my head, I'm talking about family and gender roles. That's what I'm thinking about in my head. But to the reactionary right, everything's about race, right? So he goes, just 20 years ago, we were taught never to see race. Now there is segregation everywhere. Black-only businesses, black-only spaces. Back then, support for gay marriage was low and people said it was a slippery slope. Today, children cut off their genitalia and drug themselves. So the latter part is more what I was thinking about, this whole black only thing. So I responded and said, black only is a course correction from the era of white only. Things will have to settle into a middle ground before decay takes its root. Now, I should have been careful in my speech because everybody's pedantic and picks you apart. And what I should have said, black only is an attempt at course correction. Although now that I think about it, there's actually nothing wrong with that statement. Black only is a course correction from the era of white only. There's a major difference between black only and white only. Black only is something that can only be enforced by black people. White only was something that was enforced by the state, by the government. So these are two completely different mechanisms of segregation, I guess we can say, right? And then there were people in the comments who, you know, make, you know, dumbass comments or whatever. Oh, I blocked them all. My bad. Never mind. Yo, today I had a tweet right here. Today I tweeted out, check this out. I'm going to show you how petty I am. Today I typed in, leftism is depression in search of an outlet, right? And I put a comma after is. Now, when I wrote this sentence, there was no comma. I went in and placed a comma after leftism is because I wanted people to pause. Leftism is depression in search of an outlet. So some account pops in and goes, there doesn't need to be a comma there. So I blocked them. There's a comma there because I put it there and nobody asked you. So just in case y'all wondering when people say, oh, Hotep Jesus blocked me. I my general rule is if you are one of those people that just got to see yourself tweet, I got to block you because I don't want you in my ciphers. It's like you just coming in to show people or, you know, that you think you're smart. And it's just like, that's corny. Like, let's deal with the subject matter at hand. You over here trying to correct grammar and I'm spreading a message. You off topic. I do that. I block people for being off topic too. Somebody comes in my shit and they just off topic. You just get blocked. Like, I don't want your distraction in my cipher. Somebody else responded to my course correction. It says, it will never have a middle ground. You should know this. Human nature is not forced integration. Will some integrate naturally, of course, but segregation is biologically wired into our DNA. And this is Trailer Jew Shoes, this account here, and another anonymous account. And it says it will never have a middle ground. Okay. And again, like this is just really weird, right? Because people say things that are obvious and it's just like, that's not what we're talking about. You know, what we're saying is what needs to happen. Whether it's possible or not is a whole different discussion, right? Like this is what people call dismissiveness, right? You bring up something, you mention what the solution is, and then people try, instead of dealing with the thought experiment, they dismiss it altogether and just say, well, it's never going to be possible. Okay, so what? Can we still talk about how it could be possible? If we acted a certain way, if we moved ourselves in a, can we say that humans have our own agency, or have we given up that fight? Some of us haven't given up that fight because we got this thing called Hotepistan, and really this message is for Hotepistan. It's not for the rest of the world. You know, you got your American problems or whatever, whatever, and I understand that, but really this is about mitigating risk of deterioration in Hotepistan. So anyway, I said America experienced first forced segregation, then forced integration, which sent our civilization reeling. Voluntary integration / segregation is the natural response in action. So if you exclude a bunch of people from your society, you should expect them to pop up saying that, you know, this is black owned or this is black only. The other thing, I haven't seen anything state sanctioned that said black only. Have not seen that. There was this one thing that I think happened in Detroit or Chicago or somewhere where they had a job fair or they had a black business fair, but it didn't say like black only. It just said black business fair. And it's kind of weird to me that people were upset by that, because it's like, all right, so you just want us robbing and beating up your children, huh? You don't want us to climb economically. You want us to be synonymous with poor, right? It just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so I said also, now this is because I've been studying genetics and I sound like a geek. I said also, one should not conflate biological or molecular genetic traits with social traits. This will only lead to confusion as we mistakenly entangle molecular and social sciences. So as I study genetics, I'm hearing people say things are genetic, and I'm like, that's not what the what this science of genetics is talking about. You know, these social traits seem to be caused by something else. And I'll report back after I finish my genetic studies. So all right, so that's the big brain shit of the day. Well, actually, all this shit is big brain of the day. Hold on. Elon Musk and Don Lemon. Let's talk about this shit. Hold on. I just want to see what else we got in here. Okay, so it's these two. All right. So let's go to the clip. I'll play the clip first, and then I'll show you how Don Lemon and Elon Musk leave much to be desired. As far as grifting is concerned, I don't want to say these guys are stupid or unintellectual or anything like that, but as far as grifting, this is top tier grifting right here. Let's listen.
If we lower the standards for what it takes to become a doctor,
you're saying if we lower the standards, yes. But do you believe people are dying because the standards are being lowered?
I don't or have think that lowered. Is yes an issue, but it could become an issue.
It's a good question about Don Lemon, by the way. It's a good question.
Okay. But the actual
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people were giving Don Lemon hell for these questions. And it's just because they don't like Don Lemon. And I don't like Don Lemon either. But my issues with these questions are quite different from other people's issues. They're saying he's stupid. And I'm like, no, that's not the issue here. The issue is he's a cuck. He's homosexual. He's feminine. That's the issue here.
Evidence in history shows the exact opposite. If you look at how minorities are treated by the medical system, most doctors now are white, and there are lots of mistakes in medicine. So you're saying that white doctors have bad medical care? I'm trying to understand your logic here when it comes to DEI, because there's no actual evidence of what you're saying.
And that's true. There is no actual evidence of what he's saying.
No, I said, so if the standards, like let's say, I think that particular thing was referring to surgeons. Let's say a surgeon is asked to, a surgeon in training is asked to do a series of operations under the supervision of a senior surgeon, and they get a bunch of those operations wrong. If that happens, and yet they are still approved to be a surgeon, the probability that someone will die, I think, at some point is high.
Okay, I understand that, but that's a hypothetical. That doesn't mean it's happening.
That's true. That's a hypothetical. That's correct.
I didn't say it's happening.
You didn't say it was happening.
I said it will. I said if we lower standards, people will die.
But why respond to something or put something out there that has not happened? Because I could say,
I don't want it to.
Now, that's a good point. And this is where I depart with the whole Elon Musk situation, because Don Lemon's right. Like, why are you putting shit out there that does not actually exist? You know, it's like this is the whole pilot situation all over again. Oh, he's a black pilot. He must not be qualified. It's like, did they lower the standards to become a pilot one day? Like, when did that happen? Because the last time I checked, the standards to be a pilot have not changed. And they're not changing. Oh, if you're black, you know, you only need this amount of hours of flight school. That's not what it says. Right? So where does it say that they've lowered the standards to get into med school or to become a doctor? Like, where is that evidence? I'd love to see it.
It happened.
And I asked people for it, and the answer I got, I'll show you in a few.
We don't want to lower standards.
Okay, if you look at the history of the medical industry, especially when it comes to black Americans, it shows the exact opposite. If you look at the Tuskegee experiment and on, only 5% of doctors in America are black. All of them are white. So are you saying that if the majority of doctors are white, are you saying that and there are still these inequities, right? And there are still mistakes. Are you blaming DEI for that?
No, I'm very, very basically saying that if we lower standards for what it takes to become a board-certified surgeon or, you know, an oncologist or something where the kind of disease we're talking about, if you make a mistake, causes someone to die, then more people will die than if we don't lower the standards. Therefore, we should not lower the standards.
But why do you think they're lowering the standards for minority doctors or women doctors or...
That's what that article suggested, yes, at Duke University.
Okay. All right. So, fact check, Elon's wrong. Fact check, Elon's wrong. They have not lowered the standards. However, they have done some very suspicious things, and in a way it could be construed as lowering standards, but the standards we're talking about here are moral standards. So basically what happened is some lady sat down with a patient, you know, some med student or whatever, sat down with a patient. The patient saw she had her pronouns and she laughed. So the person with the pronouns pricked them, allegedly pretended like they missed a vein. So they'd prick them twice. Right. So her colleagues are saying, hey, you know, she did it by accident, and then others are saying she did it on purpose. I don't really care either way, right? I'd probably, you know, because she has pronouns, she's probably fucking crazy, so she probably did it on purpose. That's the way I'm going to just throw my chips on the table. Now, this is another Hotep's Been Told You moment. Another Hotep's Been Told You moment. Do you guys remember when I did my DEI presentation? And who did I say DEI was for? Because everybody's making it seem like DEI is for black people. And I'm like, yo, DEI ain't for black people. And this news article from Daily Wire proves that. Because what are they talking about in this DEI article? Pronouns. Not black versus white. They talking about pronouns. Coming back to what I told y'all before, DEI is for the rainbow community. It's for women. It's not for black people, especially not straight black men. Okay? It's not for straight men, period. So let's go back. So there's nothing in here. I read this whole thing that Elon allegedly, I believe this is what they're talking about here, Duke University. This is Forest Medical School. This is UPenn, Wake Forest. Here's Duke. Here's Duke right here. And there's nothing in here. I'll play this 60 seconds just to show y'all here.
You know, the thing is, we are in the South, right? And unlike a lot of the like hospitals in the Northeast or in the West, we serve a very Southern population. This is not a VIP hospital. People are not like flying in from Qatar to get treated here. We treat patients who are just from the community in the South. And yes, my heart sinks every time I go into a room and I watch them watching Fox News, or they have a MAGA hat on, or they're wearing a Confederate belt, right? These are the patients that we treat. But Geraldine, I will say that the one very good thing about the South that I enjoy is exactly what I alluded to earlier, is that we don't treat VIPs. We treat people from our community. And our community, as Auri explained, is majority.
So basically they're mad because he says he don't like people with MAGA hats. So that's somehow DEI or, you know, something to be mad at. And really, I don't really give a shit. You know, like he's got every right. He's a human at the end of the day. He's got every right to have his stomach sink from seeing a MAGA hat. I mean, that's how I feel when I see a Biden shirt. That's how I feel when I see people watching CNN. People act like they don't feel the same way about the other side. But here's another one here. Ben Shapiro says, Rahman adds that post George Floyd, Duke made a concerted effort to stop hiring so many walls of white men. He says the team is now abandoning all sorts of metrics and adopting a completely holistic application practice in order to recruit more women and white, non-white surgeons. Again, nothing about lowering the standards. So I've scoured through this. I've listened to the videos, this long ass thread, and, you know, it just comes down to, you know, this headline, DEI could get you killed in the operating room. And it's just like, maybe, you know, but it's not because they're lowering standards. So it's just a shame here that I'm listening to this. Listen to the last few things here from Elon.
That's what the audit, that's what that article suggested. Yes.
That's not what the article suggested. It's not what the article suggested. And the fuck up from Elon is the fact that he's explaining himself, right? Like if you had me with Don Lemon and he was like, yo, blah, 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 blah. Dang, I ain't explaining shit to you. I run Twitter. Either you want the job or you don't, bro. Get the fuck out of my face with these dumbass questions. But he let Don Lemon sit here and interrogate him. Ain't nobody gonna sit me down and interrogate me other than the FBI. I'll be damned. So yeah, Elon Musk is it's just grifting, really. He tried to defend being wrong. It's like how you let Don Lemon catch you being wrong? Just say you was grifting. Hey man, I was on the timeline getting my grift on. I slipped up. Just keep it 100 with us, man. Don't fucking sit up here and cap. DEI. It's the new fucking buzzword that gets every. You know, I was thinking this morning, right? If you're a conservative grifter, like, you know, what are the things you look for, right? Like, for example, if it were me and I wanted to be a conservative grifter, I would go on Google, change my trends to immediate. My search results to, you know, past 24 hours, past hour, whatever it may be, and type in things like DEI, immigrants, and then just sit there and report on all that shit all the day, because this is what the red whites click on. They're like, oh, you said something about immigrants, retweet, retweet, DEI, yeah, DEI, bad. Say something about CBDC. Crickets. They haven't been programmed to react to CBDCs yet. Once they get programmed to react to CBDCs, then you'll see them mobilize. But, you know, most of these people are just NPCs and automatons, no different than the left. All right, let's go to the next story. Oh, yeah. Headline story, Trump said something about bloodbath. The media ran with it, and it's fake news. All right, so I covered that story. It's really people, I was covering that shit like all morning. It's just like, there's no story here, bro. There's no story. There's nothing to be said. I made that shit the fucking image on the thumbnail because that's what people are going to click on. It's called clickbait, bitch. Gotcha, bitch.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
I'm not about to sit up here and talk to y'all about fake news. You should know that the news is fake by now. Complaining about it is kind of weird. It's kind of, what do you call it? It's amateur hour. It's newbie-ish. It's very, it's unbecoming of a Hotep. You know, Hoteps, we try to be a little bit more ahead than that. I'm being a bit indecisive now as to what I want to talk about. Let me take this out the bag. Let me take Elon out the bag. I don't want to talk about that. Let's pull this up. I think this is good. Let's pull this up. This is great material right here. Fucking epic material. Some of y'all may have seen it. Some of y'all may have not. But let's pull up the tape.
1980, which of course should have been changed a long time ago. So they bring them in, you wonder where the money coming from. They taking it, the COVID fund that was here,
yep.
That money.
Yep.
You talking about all the housing programs, so when people pay rents, all the rental programs, that money. All the programs that we have in the city of Chicago, they are bankrupting us. They are taking from all of these programs that we have, and they're taking the money, and they're funding the migrants.
Yeah.
Our taxpayers, we've already paid $32 million.
Who been told y'all that black folks was going to the back of the bus during the Biden administration?
Hotep Jesus?
Yeah.
$1 out of our taxes to house and take care of the migrants thus far. Now, we already know the only ones who qualify to become citizens in asylum here from the starts of the, if they were here after August, they don't even qualify. But here we're going to be taking care of them for 5 to 7 years while there's paperwork floating on people's desk. And why? Send them home. Send them back. But Venezuela already said, oh, we're not taking them back.
Who did you vote for?
First of all, I have no problem with saying that I did vote for Biden because I was not voting.
Okay.
I did.
Okay,
but here it is.
Wait. That was a question.
Okay.
You answered it, right?
Okay.
This migrant influx that we're dealing with right now, this is your fault.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, let me say, hold up. First of all, it is.
Got him. It's true. All the black women that voted for Biden, all the white women that voted for Biden, all the everybody that voted for Biden, you guys fucking suck at life. The black women that vote for Biden, you especially suck at life. But only if you was out here talking shit about Trump voters, Trump supporters, Hoteps, and black men that were telling you you might want to vote for Trump. If you're going to pick the best of two evils, you should probably pick Trump, right? I had somebody on my Instagram, a black brother, he saw me do the Tyrus interview, and he makes a comment. So his first comment was facepalm, right? And I was, when I brought up my barber said, things were better under Trump as far as the economy is concerned, right? So this guy, DJ Knotts, K-N-O-T-T-S, please don't harass him. I'm just telling you who this came from. The inaccuracies, this is his response, because when he gave me the facepalm, I was like, what happened? Like, why are you giving me the facepalm? Like, I'm like, this is some of the least problematic shit I've ever said. I'm like literally telling you what my barber said, not what I said. I'm telling you what I heard. So he says, the inaccuracies around Trump making the economy better during his first term and a majority of it being due to PPP loans and other bailouts needs to cease. Between that and the way we ignore the way he incited violence against our people. What? Between that and the way he incited violence against our people. Trump incited violence against black people? I missed that part of his tenure. When did that happen? Anybody can tell me when that happened? When did Trump incite violence against black people? I don't remember that happening. He must still believe the whole Charlottesville hoax thing. He said it'll only be worse when and if he wins this time. I don't think Biden is capable of anything substantial either. So he covers his ass, disclaimer, I'm not a Biden guy. But when we're talking about economy under Trump, and he's like, he tried to reduce it to bailouts and PPP loans. I'm like, no, that's not what my barber told me. That's not what my barber told me. My barber is contrasting the Trump years to the Biden years. And he's basically saying, like, yo, inflation's gotten so bad that, first of all, his rent went up. Prices are up. And he said it's getting harder to run the barbershop under Biden. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about PPP loans and bailouts and all this stuff. People are talking about what does it feel like to survive under Trump? It was a lot easier to survive. Under Biden, the piggy banks are everybody's saving. Nobody's spending. Everybody's scared to spend because they're worried about economic collapse and, you know, rising prices of food. People don't have the same money to spend like they did before. So, you know, what the fuck? I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But again, like that black lady, I don't know what's up with these people, y'all. Like, actually, I know what's up with them. They fall under the same issue of just not being somebody who studies, right? Somebody who takes time to understand the world that they live in. You know, the content they get doesn't give them that, right? So, for example, if you didn't take the time to learn the world around you, the best thing you could do is watch OTEP Jesus. The Griff Report, because I'm going to tell you what's around you, what you should be paying attention to around you, what's most important to pay attention to around you. And that, in a way, is you making a decision yourself. You chose to listen to this program as opposed to some other bullshit that's probably talking about, you know, God knows what right now. They're probably talking about the bloodbath thing, right? So you chose to be here because you know you would get something more edifying, something more enriching. And that's a decision. So when these black women, you know, like the one we saw on the screen earlier, I give her a pass if she was giving Trump people a pass. Like if she was saying, look, it's your right to vote. If you think Trump's the best guy, then good for you. But if she was one of those people over here talking about all these stupid hoteps, then I got no love for you. Because not only did you make the wrong decision at the ballot, the people that were trying to inform you, you castigated, cast aside, you know, you made us seem like we're the idiots, like we're the bad guys, like we sold out, like we were like black KKK or some shit like that. And it's just like, can I get an apology? I need some reparations from these motherfuckers. But a lot of it comes back to human nature. It's just like a hive mind, right? You do what your friends do. And that's why you have to be very careful of who your friends are, and because you'll do what your friends do. So, you know, black women, they, you know, have these friend groups, and these friend groups, all they do is sit around and pass around misinformation all day. They're not really, they're not really diving into the studies. They're just listening to propaganda, left-wing propaganda, and making decisions based upon that. they're making decisions based upon emotions and not logic. That's really what this comes down to. Oh, I don't like what Trump's saying. Oh, he's an asshole. Oh, look at his tweets. All right, can we look at how the country's going to be, though? Like, I can care less about all this tweet shit. You know, like, you vote with your emotions. I'm voting with my brain. And the last time I checked, the Democrats ain't been too good to black folks. So why are y'all voting for him again? I'm a little confused. Or a lot of bit confused. Francisco Sanchez Jr., thank you for the $10 super. He says, so the current President Obama was seen leaving Downing Street after meeting with Rishi Sunak. America is taking new orders from Mother Britain. Yeah, I saw that this morning, and I didn't think that was a story. Again, I didn't think that was a story or something to be discussed. And maybe it's a blind spot for me because of how I understand things. But I said this last week with the inflation, with interest rates. I was like, when we were talking about what the decision the Fed is going to do with interest rates, all you had to do was look at what the London Bank, what the Bank of England, what the European Union, what decisions did they make as far as interest rates? And if you look, when they announced rate cuts, America cut rates. Now, it's not always like this, but and then when they held rates, that's how I was able to predict and be like, well, this is part of this decision why I think America is going to hold rates. And then a few weeks later, they said they're going to hold rates. Right. So America is. I mean, the clearest thing to me is when there's a royal wedding. Right. When there's a royal wedding, it's on every single station in America. If that doesn't show you who's in charge, then nothing does. Right. But America is a satellite of England. England is the financial center of the Illuminati. So England is the financial center of the Illuminati. And America is the military section of the Illuminati, and Israel is the religious center of the Illuminati, right? So these three entities sort of work. Europe, England is one, and then technically it's England, and everybody else is England's bitch, because they've been got bitched. And America is the military might, right? So that's just kind of like how Illuminati works. Everybody should know this. You should have seen this in the documentary, something rings, the Ring of Power. Ring of Power is like this 6-hour documentary called Ring of Power, really old and ancient, and it talks about Manly P. Hall talks about this, and you know, the power structure of how we're under British rule. And somebody said Vatican City. No, Vatican City is not the religious center of the world. These people think that it's not. The Vatican takes orders. Am I allowed to say this? Chad, who does the Vatican take orders from? Matter of fact, speaking of Carol Quigley, tragedy and hope, he even says it in his book. Somebody see, my real niggas in the chat know. The rest of y'all gotta step y'all red pills up. A wise man once said, thank you, Jabari. If you have a UK queen on your money or TV, you're British and just don't realize it. Facts. So I'm going to tell you what Carol Quigley says here. Let me just make sure I have. All right. So we're on that page. And he mentions, I'm going to go to phone lines in a minute. Text Hotep your name at 202-596-5631. And he says right here, okay, this is Carol Quigley, Tragedy of Hope. Listen to this. Western civilization began, as all civilizations do, in a period of cultural mixture. In this particular case, it was a mixture resulting from the barbarian invasions which destroyed classical civilization in the period 350 to 700 AD. By creating a new culture from the various elements offered from the barbarian tribes, the Roman world, the Saracen world, and above all, the Jewish world, and next to Jewish world is, in parentheses, Christianity. Christianity. This is on page 17. It doesn't say Christianity and in parentheses Jewish world. It says Jewish world and in parentheses Christianity. And don't make me get Bryson in here so he can tell y'all about how you're practicing a Jewish religion if you're a Christian. So you might think it's happening in the Vatican, but it ain't happening in the Vatican. The presidents don't kiss a wall in the Vatican. Okay, Money Mayweather didn't kiss no wall in the Vatican. He kissed a wall in Israel. Israel is the religious center of the Western world. And don't you forget that. Don't let them tell you that lie that it's the Vatican. The Vatican's like this thing that they like to make people believe in that doesn't really have much power. They got in their own nice ass secret police and they got a beautiful ass library. But the Vatican be getting punked. The Vatican gets punked by everybody. Stop, Jabari. I said too much. My bad, yo. My bad. So, yeah, anyway. So, Obama, right? Like, why is Obama going to England to get marching orders, right? You want to know why? Because when you want to get some shit done, you go hire a nigga. Like, niggas get shit done. This is what it comes back to. Like, they like to say we got low IQ, but nah, niggas is really fucking smart. We're some of the most charismatic people, some of the smartest people on this planet, okay? And they sent Barack Obama over there because he's probably one of the most competent individuals to carry out the orders. Plain and simple. I mean, Barack Obama did the impossible by becoming a president. You know, usually when you're a president, you know, you got to run and you fail the first time and then you run again or you're really connected. Don't forget he's a Bush. Don't forget he's a Bush. I almost left that out. So, yeah. And then the other thing you got to take into account is why he posed for the picture. Why did he pose for the camera? Why did he wave to the cameras? Let's see if we can pull the video up. Right? And this is the shit people like try to make news. And they tell you, oh, look, Obama's going in. What is he talking about? That nigga probably ain't even in there talking about shit. What does this lady say? And here we have it. Barack saying Obama attending private meetings. When we all know it's a treasonous bastard behind the Biden regime. Liz Churchill. Do I follow her? I do. Damn. She's grifty. Obama's primary mission is to use the government to destroy the government using Marxist lawyers. I guess. I don't fucking know. Obama's just going in there to get his marching orders. But look, if you take a look. It's media outside.
What are you here to talk about?
The nigga literally turns and goes, hey, how you doing? Thank you for the question. See you later. Like, you have no idea what he's going in here for. And at the end of the day, it's probably a distraction. It's Monday. It's a slow news day. Obama walked inside a building. I need y'all to get it the fuck together, man. I need y'all to get it the fuck together. Obama walked inside a building. Oh, my God. What are they planning? It's the end of the world. Need y'all to get it together. Really, really, really need y'all to get it together. Everybody knows. Well, the Hoteps know who runs the show, right? Shout out to my chat for knowing who the spiritual center is. Shout out to the chat, my real niggas in the chat. The rest of y'all thought it was the Vatican. I used to believe that, too. I used to believe it was the Vatican, too. I used to fall. I fell for that at one point, too. This stream has been demonetized? Yeah, this stream definitely got demonetized. There's definitely no hope in monetizing this stream. I'm going to open up phone lines in a second here, but I think I want to play the Drudge game. That was fun last week where I looked at the Drudge and pulled out news articles and then talked shit about them. That was kind of fun, so I think I want to do that again. In the meantime, text Hotep Media 202-596-5631. I'm going to bring up the Drudge right now, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. Let's fix this. All right, Drudge Report. Even the Drudge Report. This is rich. Bloodbath. Trump fails to get an appeal for bond, $454 million. All right, who gives a fuck? What else they got on this page? American News. See, here's the skill, right? The skill is looking at shit and knowing what's important to pay attention to and what's fake. What's not fake news is like, it's really what's most important. Like, what, where should your eyes be, right? American News has lost its nerve. Trump predicts the end of democracy if he loses. I hate that word, democracy. I really wish people would stop using it like that, like it's a good thing. Wisconsin vote could come down to grocery prices? Well, yeah, duh. King Charles declared alive after Russian media shares fake death announcement. I never paid attention to that. Viagra could be good for your brain. You know what's good for your brain and your loins as well? Apex, a leader in testosterone support. Go get it now. Menofwater.com. Save 30% with that link in the description box below or the QR code on your screen. Florida synagogue set aflame in arson. How dare they? Florida Chabad and community center in flame. Damn.
Alhamdulillah.
Prayers up for the homies. Prayers up for my small hat homies. U.S. aircraft faces relentless battle against Houthi attacks. I don't believe that. There's no way. There's no way these people are. This probably is just like the Houthis are probably doing. I know this headline's bullshit. So UUVs, unarmed vehicles or something like that. What are UUVs? Is it unarmed vehicles or unarmed? Hold on. Let's take a look. Unmanned underwater vehicles. Okay, so underwater vehicles. Okay, that's interesting. Pretty cool. It's the German tactic. Shout out to the U-boats. So, yeah, I know this is, yeah, this is definitely one of those headlines that is hyperbolic. They probably got like little fucking submarine things that they're having to account for. I'm sure the U.S. Navy can handle that. Looks like they're having some issues in communist Cuba. Lights went out across the island. And then Don Lemon's interview with Elon Musk. All right. It's a slow news Monday. There's nothing here. Let's go to phone lines. Take Tote Menina 202-596-5631. And I'll be right back after the short, brief commercial break.